Sometimes Neil Gill for breakfast doesn't all fit in between 6 and 9 each morning.
So this is where we put the extra bits. All the bits you may have missed. Neil Gill for breakfast.
The podcast. Anytime you want on Listener.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Triple M Breakfast podcast. And coming up, we're going to be catching up with one of the directors of Taronga Western Plains Zoo and find out what you can expect at the zoo these school holidays. Plenty of people use that opportunity to take the kids up there and go and check it out while the school holidays are on. We're also going to catch up with a Fire and Rescue New South Wales worker. He's a fiery, Matt Jeffrey. Plenty of people around town would know who he is. He's about to set off on a paddle along the Darling River, all to raise awareness of a very, very good cause. We'll catch up with Matt as well. But right now, it's time to talk to the team from Lifeline Central West. There are still people who were impacted from those horrific floods that we saw a year and a half or so ago now, and people still not even in their homes. And there is an event coming up this Sunday in Bathurst. I thought we'd find out some of the details. And joining us online to have a chat, it is Brad Kane from Lifeline Central West. Brad, great to chat, mate. What's happening this weekend?
We've got an event for the communities impacted by the floods a while back, to specifically for men, to come together, get out of their communities and come and spend some time looking at cars, looking at the Rail Museum, and just having a bit of a good time in Bathurst.
Okay, that sounds like a fantastic thing to do. There's plenty going on in Bathurst this weekend, of course, with the footy too. So if fellas want to come along and do this, what are some positives that they might enjoy out of this?
Yeah, good question. The main thing that we're looking to do is, obviously, with the impact on some of the communities like Yagara, Cadal, Manildra, is for some people, they haven't been able to get out and about, enjoy some of the great things that happen in the Central West. And in Bathurst, we have the Mona Museum, the Lawe Museum, breweries, etc. We can get together a group of guys from different communities. They can make social connections. They can go and see some things that hopefully will be of interest to them. And also have a bit of a chat about what's happening in their world. There'll be a few of the Lifeline crew there, including myself, and the opportunity to have a chat, maybe explore some things to focus on their well-being as well, and just really build connections and hopefully contribute toward their resilience as they rebuild their communities.
Yeah, self-care, that's what we're talking about here.
Absolutely, self-care, Neil, yes. It's doing those things for ourselves that we maybe either can't afford to do or don't spend time doing as guys, self-reflection, taking time out for ourselves, doing the things that we really enjoy, sometimes come as a second priority to everything else that's going on in life.
All right. If fellas are listening to this and they were impacted by floods, I know people still haven't even got back into their homes yet, and it's been a year and a half and counting. So, gentlemen, if you are listening to this and this appeals to you and applies to you, reach out. What should people do?
They can contact us through our Facebook page, so Lifeline Central West Facebook, and message us there. Look at our website, lifelinecentralwest.org.au, or contact us directly at the office.
All right. Now, tell me about these growth rooms that are being set up around the region. What's the purpose of these, and where are they being located?
Yeah, so the growth rooms are something that's been running in the Central West for about 5 years now. I actually had a chat, I think, to you a couple of years ago about the one in Orange, which has gone great over the last 4 or 5 years. We've been steadily growing them. We've now got growth rooms in Cowra, Mudgee, Lithgow, Bathurst, Rolleston. And we're looking to set the rooms up in places like Yagara and other flood-impacted areas as well. The purpose of the growth room is exactly the same sort of thing. It's an opportunity for guys to come together, practice self-care, have a safe, confidential space where we can just get together and have a deeper conversation than the footy and what's happening at home, really get to the bottom of some of the challenges that guys are facing. And it's amazing what happens when people just talk, get some stuff off their chest, and are really heard and listened to. Mm. And so we see some tremendous success with guys coming in, maybe feeling very uncomfortable, maybe sense of shame about what's going on in their world at the moment. Things haven't gone to plan. And over the course of months and a year of regularly attending, they get to feel a stronger sense of confidence, comfort that they're on the right track and they're not as bad a human being as they thought they were. And basically then being able to get on with their life in a far more robust, comfortable, confident way.
We're not real good at it, are we, us blokes, at opening up, you know, pushing away the barriers and letting people have a look inside?
No, we're not. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One of the challenges is finding a safe place to actually do it.
Mm.
I think we don't do it because there's a sense of shame, maybe embarrassment. I recently did a trip around or a couple of the councils, and in talking to them, one of the real resistance for seeking help is the perception that we'll be a burden on someone else.
Yeah.
And so the growth rooms provide an opportunity where it's a neutral environment, somewhere where, you know, family's not involved or friends aren't involved, and they can just come in and chat. And one of the things that I've found over the last few years is that guys actually do want to talk.
Yeah.
It's the safe place and feeling, you know, a little bit more comfortable than they might with family or friends to be able to share. And once they feel safe, then actually sometimes you can't shut them up. They just want to share and share and share.
Mm. And it's the positive outcomes of that are absolutely huge and absolutely essential, that it, particularly if you are stuck in a place where you can't see a way out. Once you can open that door up, then the light is there at the end of the tunnel.
It certainly is. And the power of sharing and vocalising what's going on for you and being heard, really heard, is amazing. And it's transformative, Gilly. I've seen it too many times now over the last 6 years to not believe that, you know, the way a guy can come into the room, be a little bit angry with life, a little bit resentful, really hurting, and over the course of months in sharing and being heard, that can change and be totally transformative to get back to be the dad that they want to be, the husband that they want to be, the workmate they want to be, and be a much better version of themselves.
Mm. Lifeline Central West, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's the growth rooms, you can reach out on their Facebook page, talk to them there, or you can give them a call, 1300 798 258. And, of course, don't forget this event that's happening on Sunday as well. Brad Cain's with me from Lifeline Central West. Mate, thanks for your time this morning.
Brilliant, Gilly. Thanks for your time. Cheers.
Neil Gill for Breakfast.
The podcast.
All right, now it's time to catch up with Matt Jeffrey. Now, Matt is a fire and rescue New South Wales worker. He's a fiery here in town, based in Orange. And he and his son, these school holidays, are doing something a little different indeed. They are paddling 90 kilometres out of 360 or 380 kilometres along the Darling River to raise awareness of a very good cause. I haven't caught up with him for a while. Matt Jeffrey is with us. Matt, how you been?
Well, I've been good, and thanks for having a chat with me.
No worries at all. Now, you and your boy are going to jump in a kayak and go for a bit of a paddle. What's going on?
Yes, I'm laughing to myself here because I'm not in the best physical condition at the moment, so training hasn't been ideal. But it's a great cause. It's called the Murrumbidgee or Healing Paddle. It's been organised by a gentleman, Jeff Kelty, from Corrective Services. It's 360 kilometres from Bourke to Tilpa on the Darling River. And what it's about is raising awareness of mental health, particularly in first responders and the Indigenous community. So as far as first responders, it's putting a spotlight particularly on PTSD.
Okay. Because there is a bit of a divide, isn't there? And a lot of Indigenous people see first responders as perhaps the enemy, and I'll use that in inverted commas.
Yes, you're correct. And, you know, we all wear uniforms, so sometimes that can be a bit confronting for different communities. But I know, particularly within fire and rescue, you know, we make great efforts in trying to develop local relationships. So this is part of it as well. And, you know, I know Jeff's done a lot of work in trying to engage with local Indigenous communities along the river. So this will be good to see how things pan out during the paddle.
And now, first responders, traditionally, we refer to as fireys, police and paramedics. But it really does extend beyond that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, Jeff's from the Corrective Services background, you know, and you've got volunteer agencies like SES, RFS, VRA. We're all part of the emergency services community. We all get exposed to traumatic incidents. And like in this instance here, I'm paddling with my 14-year-old son. I'm pretty sure, well, we do know that if you are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, it not only affects the emergency responder, but also affects their family. So it's a nice thing I can do is share this experience with my son.
Yeah, look, the experience itself, 360 kilometres, you're doing 90 clicks. Is that a couple of days, or how long does it take to do 90 kilometres paddling?
We're doing 30 kilometres a day, so I'll be 3 days on the river. And I know Jeff's aiming, he has previously done paddles at this distance. So hats off to those guys and girls that will be doing the full 360 kilometres. But about 30k a day we'll be doing, so it's a reasonable pace.
Yeah, I'll bet. It's a beautiful river.
It is. And I must admit, you know, I'm really looking forward to being able to share this experience with my son and other emergency responders. So I think it's going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, is the plan just to get out on your own and yourself and your son and enjoy it together, or will you be going as a group of you? How's it going to work?
Yeah, no. I believe we're looking at around 10 to 12 people at this stage. We'll all be paddling. So we'll be paddling as a group and stopping, for morning tea, lunch as a group, and then getting to our final location. So looking at the accommodation, it's a bit of a spread between private sheep/cattle stations and a few national parks venues and even just free camping on the side of the river. So it will be quite an amazing experience.
You're carrying everything with you, swags and food and all that stuff. How's that happening?
Yes, that's a bit of a challenge, to work out what we can carry in a kayak. I've been supported by Southern Cross Kayaks. They're out of Gungaddy, Dunswamp, Rolston Way.
Yep.
So the tandem kayak they've given me has a couple of good luggage pods in it. But, that is a real consideration, the weight and even just the physical size we can carry. Mm. So we'll be going pretty thin on clothes and our bedding's pretty basic and carrying our own food. But it'll be fantastic.
And you push off on Monday?
Correct. Monday the 22nd, 10 a.m. So if you know anyone out Berkway, give them a ring and tell them to, we'll be at the weir. Tell them to wave us off. But, we're not trying to raise money. It is just purely awareness. So if anyone out there wants to learn more about it or can offer assistance, jump on the Facebook page for Murrungidgil or the Healing Paddle, and you'll get more information off their Facebook page.
Yeah. Fire and Rescue New South Wales worker Matt Jeffries with us, based in Orange, of course, and setting out on this mission of raising awareness. Mate, good to chat. Good luck to you and your boy.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks a lot.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Orange and the Central West 105.1 Triple M. This is the podcast edition.
Yes, and school holidays well and truly are here. We're bang smack in the middle of them, and it's a great time to take the kids, take the whole family up to Taronga Western Plains Zoo. It is an amazing, amazing place. It really is. They have 5,000 animals there. 5,000 animals, 350 different types of animals, and 5,000 in total. And joining us online, it's the director of Taronga Western Plains Zoo, Steve Hinks. Steve, that's a big job.
Gee, it sounds a lot when you say it like that as well.
It certainly is. 350 different species, and one of the big focuses of Taronga Western Plains Zoo is conservation.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That is one of the pillars that we pride ourselves on here at Taronga Western Plains Zoo. As starting our life back in 1977 as the country's first open range zoo, that has always been a strong focus of ours.
Absolutely. Something that people might not be aware, you were absolutely not for profit.
Yeah, that's right. So one of the beautiful things about a day out at our beautiful establishment is that every dollar that you spend goes towards our efforts to save wildlife and create a brighter future for animals all around the world. So it's a great day out, and you can do it feeling good about the power that you have to protect wildlife.
Yeah, absolutely right. Animals from all over the world, and some very, very rare ones as well.
Yes, there are a wide variety of animals, as you talked about, but something that's pretty exciting for us right at the moment is not just internationals, but locals. So we have recently opened Platypus Rescue HQ, which is the headquarters of Platypus Conservation and Research in Australia.
Wow.
And that's for the very, very first time in our history sees a platypus on display at Taronga Western Plains Zoo and shows all of our visitors the amazing things about these creatures, but also the work that we are doing behind the scenes, both from a research and a rescue perspective, to try and give a brighter future to this really iconic and cryptic Australian species.
And quite elusive as well, because to spot one in the wild, you've done well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And more these days as well, because we know that the habitat for these animals is certainly under pressure from things like the expansion of the human footprint, you know, right through to climatic issues such as droughts, floods, bushfires, and so many things that are making life more and more difficult as years go by for wildlife. So here at Taronga Western Plains Zoo, we're doing absolutely everything we can to try and secure a brighter future for this animal, which I think we all, you know, we'd all love to see, because who doesn't love a platypus?
Yeah, absolutely. And Maxie's name, is it?
It's Mackenzie, actually, is our resident platypus. So, he loves getting out and about in his exhibit and swimming around and showing off all of his, you know, his beautiful fur and his quirky little bill and his flippery feet. So, it's a lot of fun. Kids love it as well.
Now, if you're coming to the zoo, you don't have to make it a day trip. There is some amazing accommodation options available.
Yeah, absolutely. Accommodation is one of our primary experiences. We have the beautiful Zufari Lodge, which overlooks the African savannah, where you'll see giraffe, white rhino, eland, black buck, ostrich, etc. out there calling that home. We've also got the Savannah Cabins, which are fantastic self-contained cabins, perfect for a family visit, and Billabong Camp, which is always a great option to take the kids if you don't want to set the tent up yourself, because we do all the hard work for you.
Right.
You will note, though, unfortunately, this school holiday period, we're already booked out for our accommodation, so you'll have to get planning for the next holidays on that one, but definitely an experience that's worthwhile.
Yeah, and of course, there are tours available.
Yeah, we do have a lot of tours and encounters and experiences. So the Lion Pride Lands Patrol is back better than ever. We've got the largest lion pride that we've ever had out on our main exhibit, which includes 8 lions and includes our 5-month-old cubs, Bahati, Jabari and Zawadi, who will be making their debut out there. And in fact, they've done that this week. So get out and check them out. Also, lots of other things to do. There's hippo encounters, meerkat encounters, tiger encounters, giraffe encounters. There's an elephant experience, and there's plenty of keeper talks to keep everyone interested in and knowledgeable about what's going on, including a brand new platypus keeper talk, which happens in the afternoons at 2:45 p.m. daily.
Okay. And something that people might also not be aware of is that the zoo is open every single day.
Yeah, it is, including Christmas Day, would you believe? Very, very simple logic to that. We've got to get in and feed the animals every day, so we may as well open the front gates as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Taronga Western Plains Zoo, ladies and gentlemen, it's an absolutely special place, and they do some great work in the conservation of animals right here in our backyard. I'm with Director Steve Hinks. Thanks for your time, mate. Really appreciate the chat.
Absolute pleasure, Gilly. Thank you.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And that concludes this week's episode. Thank you very much for joining us. Season 1, Episode 8 done and dusted. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the Triple M Central West Breakfast Podcast. And don't forget, you can catch me weekday mornings, 105.1 Triple M from 6 through till 9 a.m. or again next week back here on the Listener app.
Neil Gill for breakfast.
Anytime you want on Listener.
And 6 to 9 weekdays on Orange and the Central West, 105.1 Triple M.